President Bush has spent the day after the election making phone calls, congratulating Republicans and even some Democrats who won their races yesterday. The president has not made any public comment about the results, and if there was any gloating going on at the White House, it was behind closed doors. NPR's Don Gagne has more from the White House.
If the Bush administration had been able to script the results yesterday, it might not have dared write anything more pleasing to Republicans than what actually happened. Control of the Senate was seen as a possibility. It happened, and a slim GOP majority in the House got a few seats of extra cushioning. Now the question becomes, what does the president do to take advantage of this victory in Congress? Here's Press Secretary Ari Fleischer at the White House today.
The president has two major priorities for the future, and they involve the protection of the homeland, including our national security, and strengthening America's economy. Those are the two presidential priorities that he wants to work very closely with Democrats and Republicans alike to make happen.
But while the administration is talking about bipartisanship today, it is also happily anticipating the fact that every chair of every committee in the Senate switches from Democrat to Republican. Michigan State University Professor David Rohde notes that those who control the committees control the agenda.
This does not guarantee that everything the president wants is going to go through, but it does mean that a lot more things the president wants are going to hit the Senate floor in the form he wants, and they're more likely to get voted on.
Rohde says the first thing we'll probably see is a flood of votes on judicial nominees who've been held up in a committee controlled by Democrats who didn't like the president's choices. Doug Kamek, the dean of the law school at Catholic University in Washington, worked in the justice departments of Ronald Reagan and the first President Bush.
What will happen is that these nominees will reach the full Senate. And that's what's critically important for the president. It's also what was envisioned by the constitutional framers. The framers did not envision that judicial nominees would be voted up or down in a committee.
The president also now appears to have the votes to break a deadlock in the Senate regarding work rules in the proposed Department of Homeland Security. And while the White House won't offer any specifics on its plans for the economy, in campaign appearances in recent weeks, Mr. Bush has repeatedly talked of the need to make permanent the tax cuts enacted last year. One Republican leader said today that the votes are absolutely there for that. But Democratic leader Tom Daschle is still promising to block it. Michigan State's David Rohde says it's important to remember that a slim majority in the Senate is no guarantee of success, since it takes 60 votes to end a filibuster on a given piece of legislation or a nomination.
It certainly was a very good day for the Republicans, and certainly was not a very good day for the Democrats. But recognizing that and focusing on that runs the risk of missing what I think is the other big point of yesterday, and that is how little change took place. The little change is very consequential, but only a few seats shifted in each body. And so we're still very much in the 50-50 context.
But President Bush also awaits the new Congress, knowing that he raised a lot of money for Republican candidates this year. He also made campaign appearances in 40 states. Presidential scholar Martha Joint Kumar of Towson University says that means Mr. Bush has pocketed a lot of political IOUs.
He worked very hard over a long period of time. And when people know, the people who won know, that the president was risking some of his own popularity by coming out and campaigning for them, it means that much more. And when you give, you expect something in return.
But Kumar also cautions that with the Republican control of the House and Senate, the White House loses much of its ability to blame things on Democrats. Now the blame, especially if the economy doesn't turn around, will be focused right on the president and his policies. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.